Narrated Urwa, that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, The wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, were in two groups. Urwa added, One group consisted of Aisha, Hafsa, Safiya, and Sauda, and the other group consisted of Salama and the other wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The Muslims knew that Allah's Messenger loved Aisha, so if any of them had a gift and wished to give to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, he would delay it till Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had come to Aisha's home, and then he would send his gift to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in her home. The group of Salama discussed the matter together and decided that Salama should request Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to tell the people to send their gifts to him in whatever wife's house he was. Salama told Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, of what they had said, but he did not reply. Then they, those wives, asked Salama about it. She said, He did not say anything to me. They asked her to talk to him again. She talked to him again when she met him on her day, but he gave no reply. When they asked her, she replied that he had given no reply. They said to her, Talk to him till he gives you a reply. When it was her turn, she talked to him again. He then said to her, Do not hurt me regarding Aisha, as the divine revelations do not come to me on any of the beds except that of Aisha. On that, Salama said, I repent to Allah for hurting you. Then the group of Salama called Fatima, the daughter of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and sent her to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to say to him, Your wives request to treat them and the daughter of Abu Bakr on equal terms. Then Fatima conveyed the message to him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O my daughter, don't you love whom I love? She replied in the affirmative and returned and told them of the situation. They requested her to go to him again, but she refused. They then sent Zainab binti Jahash, who went to him and used harsh words, saying, Your wives request you to treat them and the daughter of Ibn Abu Quhafa on equal terms. On that, she raised her voice and turned to Aisha, who was sitting, and insulted her, so much so that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, looked at Aisha to see whether she would retort. Aisha started replying to Zainab till she silenced her. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then looked at Aisha and said, She is really the daughter of Abu Bakr.